SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS News.
Papalia the 14th is on the third leg of a four-nation African tour after stops in Algeria and Cameroon, and with Equatorial Guinea still to come later this week. In Angola's capital, Luanda, he was welcomed by President João Lourenço as people gathered at the airport waving Angolan and Vatican flags to catch a glimpse of the pontiff. Traditional dancers performed, children presented flowers, and clergy gathered to greet him on the tarmac. The visit carries particular weight in a country still shaped by a civil war that ended in 2002. In his address to Angolans, the Pope spoke directly about power, inequality, and the country's future. Pope Leo warned leaders against exploiting their people and called for unity and responsibility.
Angola pode crescer muito.
Angola can grow greatly if, first of all, you who hold authority in the country believe in the many-sided richness of its wealth. Do not fear differences, nor stifle the visions of the young and the dreams of the elderly. Rather, know how to manage conflicts, transforming them into paths of renewal. Place the common good above sectional interests, never confusing your own part with the whole. Then history will vindicate you, even if, in the immediate present, some are hostile to you.
Luanda resident Odette Gabrielle says that message is personal, and that seeing the Pope in person was moving.
As Angolan people, we find ourselves very cheerful, very joyful indeed. We were able to see our Pope at Airport 4 de Fevereiro right now, face to face. We were very moved. The emotion is such that we hope that our Pope will bring us a message, messages of peace, so that we can all put this message into practice.
And for Donald Trump, the Pope's recent statements about there being a need for dialogue in times of disagreement rather than resorting to armed conflict was also personal. Here is what President Trump had to say about Pope Leo last week.
I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
And more recently,
Pope can say what he wants, and I want him to say what he wants, but I can disagree. I think that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they do, the whole world would be in jeopardy. The Middle East will be blown up and the whole world will be in jeopardy. The Pope has to understand, Iran has killed more than 42,000 people over the last few months. Think of it, protesters without guns, without anything. They were totally unarmed protesters. The Pope has to understand that.
Pope Leo has made it clear he is not interested in a political exchange with Mr. Trump. Instead, he says he will keep focusing on peace and justice.
Much of what has been written since then has been more commentary on commentary, trying to interpret what has been said. That is, if I was trying to debate again the president, which is not my interest at all. So we go on the journey. We continue proclaiming the gospel message, looking for ways to promote justice in our world.
Meanwhile, a very different scene in Argentina, one that transcends politics. In Buenos Aires, thousands gathered in Plaza del Mayo for a tribute to Pope Francis, who passed away a year ago on the 21st of April, led by a Portuguese priest who also happens to be a world-renowned DJ. The event blended techno music with religious imagery and messages of peace. Padre Guilherme is best known for his live sets that include this track.
We want peace.
Not quite what you hear at Mass. Concertgoer Jesus Martin says the mix of music and faith makes religion feel more accessible.
A ver,
If we have to compare it to Solomon or David Guetta, maybe it's a notch below in terms of music quality, but it's very good. I like it a lot. And it's phenomenal from a religious perspective, if you will. I think it's a good way to connect. Religion doesn't have to be something opaque and distant. I think it's great what Pope Francis said, that it makes noise and be with the people. Honestly, I think it's a good idea.
In Angola, a call for peace. In Washington, a very different tone. And in Buenos Aires, a reminder that sometimes music brings people together in ways maybe neither politics nor religion can.
We want peace.
Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.